Wake Up with Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer for breakfast.
We're lucky to have so much bushland, natural environment around the city.
Really multi-culti lifestyle.
Great coffee, great food.
Fantastic.
ABC Radio Sydney.
It is National Volunteer Week down on Earth.
Yeah.
We talked about it briefly earlier this week. It was Wear Orange to Work Day in honour of all the great work the SES people do. And this morning I'd like to introduce you to two young volunteers. Now, a lot of people say wisdom, apparently, that young people don't want to volunteer. It's only the older people who volunteer and all these organisations are, falling down because young people aren't interested. Well, we've got a couple of young people for you who do volunteer and have got incredible records of volunteer experience. And Emily Milton-Smith. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Robbie.
Morning, Emily.
I don't know how you have 20 years of volunteer experience. That just seems extraordinary.
Yeah, hang on a second. You're under 30.
Yeah, and I started very young.
And you've got more than 20 years worth of volunteering experience.
Indeed,
how
indeed.
Old were you when you started?
Six.
Six, right.
Yeah, I just came from the family that encouraged all types of volunteering.
Doing what?
Oh, a lot of fundraising and community action.
Right.
So different things like lending a hand, service for different people. We had a lot of elderly neighbours, so things like taking in their groceries or helping them wash their cars. And
aren't you good as gold?
Oh, I try.
Also with us is Mervyn Ovinis. Is
That's
that the way
right,
you say it?
Yes.
Mervyn? A real newbie in by contrast. It started volunteer work only 8 months ago. And so what made you think, I've got to get stuck into that, Mervyn?
Well, like Wendy, I think, in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to volunteer. But I started actually initially while I was at university, and it was like a religious group. So at church, our priest encouraged us to do like social outreach.
Mm-hmm.
But with my recent volunteering, that was with Calvary, and they're amazing. And I was at the crossroads in my career at that point, full-time chemical engineering job. And I thought, oh, where can I actually make an impact in people's lives? And that was where it all came to a head, and I thought, let me apply for this, and it's been great.
So what is it? What does it entail?
With Calvary, they've got a live music program, and that's where they allow the patients to access music that they love, so that's significant, that brings back memories.
Yeah.
And it's a sort of music therapy aspect of it, and you actually help them with their recovery and their treatment.
So what do? You physically go in and meet the patients and source the music for them.
And this is palliative care and rehab, I believe, yeah?
That's right, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we basically approach the patients. We ask them, what kind of music you grew up with? Do you have any significant memories tied to any particular type of songs?
Mm-hmm.
And then we all record that down and we develop like a playlist for them. And we take that music to them. We allow them to listen to it and we see the feedback from it.
And what are the popular ones?
There's a lot of, I guess it depends on the age of the... we've got probably 1920s, 1930s music. There's Elvis, obviously, in there.
Oh, I love it. It's so great.
I think that shows a really nice way of creating impact, even in small actions. Often people think volunteering has to be these large things for large organisations, but I think what Mervyn's doing just really shows what people could, everyday people can do in little steps to make a change for people.
Yeah. It was funny when my dad was in an aged care home and they had people coming around and singing "We'll Meet Again" from the war, and Dad was seven when the war starts.
But it's amazing how music at that very early age, because it sort of bleeds into your consciousness in such a way, it has that really primitive response. It's a bit like smells, isn't it?
Yeah but, right. I mean, what I'm saying is that targeted music is better. Not old people want to listen to war music.
Sure,
All right, let's have a look at Emily's précis because it is quite daunting. She was a Girl Guides Australia volunteer, a lobbyist to address gender-based violence. She was the 2014 New South Wales Youth Volunteer of the Year. In 2008, she was awarded a medallion for service to the community by the Order of Australia, and she was inducted into the inaugural Volunteer Hall of Fame on Monday night.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Where is the Hall of Fame?
Oh, I wish it was a real place. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Congratulations. That's
amazing.
Go and
have tea together.
Yeah.
So you started out volunteering with the guiding, really. That was when you got quite serious about it.
Predominantly. Yeah, Girl Guides is a fantastic organisation, and I think it provided the framework for all of us to do different projects that we wanted to do and look at different causes that we were passionate about and make different fundraising projects or different lend a hand projects. Girl Guides, for me, is such an empowering organisation and connecting young people to create change. That value set has just been with me ever since.
And do you work a day job, Emily?
I do. I work for the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award Australia. So I'm with the National Office. That's an award program for young people, which also enables them to give back to their community through
service.
So it's a real sort of
natural extension of
it really is.
This is really your vocation, this volunteering business. Yeah.
In a way.
Can I ask, let's start with you, Emily, first, and we'll go to Mervyn after that. But there's obviously the idea of giving is something that's important to you, but it's there's obviously something in it that you get yourself too. What is it that attracts you so much to it?
I think for me it's the impact, being able to create and change people's lives. So often the girls that I've worked with as a Girl Guide leader just come back to me and say, without you and without the work that you've done and really the Girl Guide program in so many ways, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So that kind of change aspect is so critical for me, just so that girls especially, who I work with predominantly, can be confident in everything they do. I'm not sure I necessarily had a lot of those role models in place when I was younger, so being able to provide that for other people is important to me. But I also think you get a lot as a volunteer, but it creates community cohesion, which is so important.
But you tell us more about what you get back as a volunteer. Does it make you... Does it make you feel good when you go to bed at night? Does it make your heart beat faster?
Sometimes you get really tired from it. It's a lot of work, but it really is the smiles on the face at the end of the day, knowing that you've made a change. I do a few different things, especially fundraising now these days, and knowing that you've actually changed someone's life
What do your friends say about it?
Oh, I think I've got a lot of friends who are in Girl Guides and other organisations that volunteer. I think some go, oh, you do so much. But and I know I do, in terms of hours, I do a lot.
Yeah.
But I've been able to do that from time management I learnt from Girl Guides. So, but it's anything. And I think that's the contrast to Mervyn, right, is that even if it's a few hours every week or every month, there's opportunities for everyone. So, but yeah, I feel good about what we're doing and I feel connected to people. I think that's also a big thing for me.
And let's then go to Mervyn, and you're working with the Calvary. Someone's asked what is the name of the outfit you work with. Tell us what sort of effect this volunteering has on you, Mervyn. I imagine it must be very, very touching at times.
Yeah, I think it definitely resonates very strongly with me, because I love music, and I'm sure a lot of people out there, you know, have their passion for music as well. And in healthcare in particular, I think it's a new thing that's coming into the way we actually treat patients. It's something that actually brings them a lot of comfort while they're being in hospital. Mm. And when I actually encountered this patient...
Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer.
Passed away in palliative care. Mm-hmm. But just those moments toward the end of his life, and the way you could see how music actually sort of gave him a bit of joy, brought comfort to him and to those around him. It was just so beautiful.
It really is interesting that your original vocation was chemical engineering, which is not the most personable, you know, human and here you are in something completely different.
I know.
Do you think you'll make this your life?
I believe so. I think it was an epiphany for me that, you know, chemical engineering had its limits, and it had, you know, that impact that it generated to
the pay in chemical engineering is going to be a bit higher as well. You're okay with the sacrifice?
Sometimes I think about it, but, you know, I think, you know, we all have a role to play in shaping our society, and we want to be a more empathetic society.
You too. Very inspiring, may I say, the pair of you.
Robbie and I feel a bit ordinary, I've got to say.
I know you do volunteering, though.
Oh, there's a secret.
But I think it's that connection, isn't it? It's so important, especially when you compare both pieces of work that we're doing. It really is about that human connection. Yeah. So that's so important. Especially in Australia, we've got rising mental health issues and rising sense of loneliness amongst all demographics. So this is a great connection point.
And you would recommend it for other young people? Of course, Mervyn. What will they get out of it?
I think there's definitely the feel-good experience. In Calvary, they do very well in actually developing their volunteers as well.
Yeah.
So there's so much to gain. You meet lots of great people. You understand the industry. And yeah, you can actually make a transition in your career if you're looking quite seriously at it.
Yeah. Hey, well done to both of you. Thanks for coming in and celebrating Volunteers Week. Emily Milton-Smith, who's, well, she's in the Volunteers Hall of Fame. Thank you very much. Two decades of experience and she's not yet 30. And Mervyn Avinas, who's a, well, he's a bit newer, but gee, isn't he dedicated.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame in the future.
Oh, yeah. Give him a year. Here we go.
Yeah, entirely.
I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel. Ooh. To a heart that's true. Don't be cruel.
Just about 9 o'clock, coming up after the news, Bridget and Andrew are going to be in. We'll be diving into the bear pit.
Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer.